in that thing in the RDS. Do you ever hear of it? It's called the Dublin Web Summit. And you know, I tell you what, you don't have to say anything, but I'm now in it. Let me say something for a second. I'm in a taxi, right? I'm in a Dublin taxi, folks. And you know what they say about cities? That the right people to speak to in a city are the taxi drivers. So, in fact, the main thing I'd love to know from this taxi man, who I've only met 30 seconds ago or less, is what he thinks of the Dublin Web Summit, if he's ever heard of it. If he hasn't heard of it, what does he think it sounds like anyway? Would you be willing to say something to me? We're on our way to the Harcourt Hotel from the RDS. You can say anything you like, or nothing. I'd just be intrigued to know. I'm recording now, so you know. I put you on the spot, so forgive me. I'm an audio journalist. I won't say who you are or anything at all, and you don't have to say anything if you don't want to be honest. And I'll whitter away to myself if you prefer that way. But
no, I don't know what it's all about.
Right.
And I just started. It just came out now. So.
Yeah. I'll tell you. Shall I tell you what it's about? Just for there's about 3,500 or 4,000 people. Half of whom have come to Ireland from other countries, and they've come over because they're running small startup businesses on the one hand, and some of them come from very, very big businesses, and they're technology and entrepreneurs, really. They're business people, and they're here for about 2.5 days on the internet. A lot of it is stuff from the internet, and They're the main place for them to get up on a stage and speak about their business is in the RDS. And the other thing is that there'll be lots of stands, and they'll be all hoping people will come and talk to them. But there are 350 or something like that businesses.
Really?
And usually they probably only have about two people from the company there.
Is it worldwide?
And they're worldwide, yeah, there are people. I've just been speaking to a guy from Silicon Valley in California, and he also lives in Frankfurt in Germany. And he's over here representing two companies and trying to find a few other companies who he could also represent and maybe even invest money in them. So it's... Anyway.
It's an interesting one.
It's... I'm tired.
Is it busy at all?
It'll be very busy tomorrow. Tonight is pre-registration, you know, that, you know, and I thought, well, I'll hang on and I'll get pre-registered tonight.
It really starts tomorrow.
Yeah,
public,
really.
Is it?
Yeah. I mean, all the tickets are sold, you know, so it's not like the kind of thing that people would walk into off a street and buy a ticket to go in, you know. There's another one of these a bit like this in Paris, and it has about 10,000 people going to it. And this one is building up very quickly, you know, it's, I think, doubled its size since last year. And tell me, is Dublin busy? Or is it quiet?
So-so.
Yeah, so-so, yeah.
Last week was a bit quiet.
I heard there were
the
a load
before
of.
Before we were busy.
Were there a load of dentists in Dublin? Or solicitors?
The Bar Association.
The Bar Association, yeah. 17,000 of them or something, I heard.
So about 5,000.
Was it? About 5.
Plus another 2 or 3 on top of that. That's what they said.
Yeah.
So about 7 or 8,000. But they kept us busy, all right.
Oh, that's good. Oh, God.
Helped
that's good.
Business
yeah,
a lot.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we could all do with the. We could all do with more business, I'd say. And, all right, I love Dublin. I used to live here. A long time ago. You know, I used to actually live in a flat just around the corner here.
Really?
On Pembroke Street. There's a place here, in fact, we go past it now. I'll point it out to you. Just on the right-hand side as you go up Pembroke Street, above a shop. Just in there, kind of one of those places there. Above a rhubarb cafe or something. I was in a flat. I just love. I'm very nostalgic about Dublin. Do you like it?
I live here since 6 years now.
How many?
Six.
Six, yeah.
Yeah. almost like it, I guess.
Right, well, I'll turn off this recording anyway, sure. So I'll tell you what I want to do. I want to... No, I'll just go to the Harcourt to